make the most of your time at university and beyond. It's time for Tub Thump. Earlier this month, Ben Casnocha talks about low-pressure requests for an introduction. If you have a friend who knows somebody else, a friend of a friend, and you really like to be introduced to them to set up a meeting or to have some sort of a discussion about something to do with maybe furthering your career, or it's something to do with your degree or work experience or anything that you need an introduction to somebody, then what Ben Casnocha says is that he had a friend of his via email talk about being introduced, and they said that if you are willing and feel you could recommend a meeting with sincerity, I'd be most grateful for an introduction. But then goes on to say that essentially if there's any hesitation, then just don't do anything. And it says, if that's the case and you have any hesitation, then please know I have zero expectations. And Casnocha says that he really likes this approach because it's incredibly low pressure. It just means, look, you know, if you're happy to do this, then, you know, I don't expect you to do it practically. Just, but if you do, thank you. And somebody responded to this and said that they really do like the sentiment and the clarity of what's said, but that it sounds a bit strange to say you have zero expectations. And they said, I don't think I've ever requested any meeting or introduction with zero expectations. But there's another way that you could ask for an introduction in this really low pressure way, which may well just get you what you'd like, or at least should hopefully help you in the right direction. And that's by asking somebody that you know for that introduction, but then saying to them, of course, the choice is yours. I'll leave this up to you. What you're doing is you're giving them the choice. You're requesting something, but then saying, of course, you know, you are the person in control here. You are the one that will need to ultimately make that decision, yes or no. So what you're doing there is you're showing, demonstrating that you don't expect them automatically to say, yes, of course. You're not leaning on them and saying, come on, you know, you're a mate. What you're doing is saying, look, obviously the choice is yours. But when you give somebody the choice, there is more likelihood that the person will choose in your favour. And so it's always good to acknowledge that they are the people in control, that it's not about you. You're simply asking a question. And if they are happy to do that, then that's up to them. They have that control. But by giving that acknowledgement that they have that control will give more likelihood that they will respond the way that you'd like them to. So you might not want to say that I have zero expectations, but it might just help you to say that you at least understand that the choice is theirs. This has been Tub Thump, and I've been Martin Hughes. Find more stuff to make the most of your time at university and beyond over at theuniversityblog.co.uk, where you can also find the show notes for what you've just been listening to. Make sure to follow me on Twitter @universityboy. Music on this show is by Tobu, and thanks to Creative Commons. Tub Thump's part of the Learning Always Network, and new shows come out every Monday and Thursday. Thanks for listening, and keep being awesome.